2FM.
Now, if you're not a dub, you might not want to hear this. And especially if you're from Kerry, you might not want to hear this. But have a listen to this.
Distance with the angle about 45 metres. Here he comes to win the All-Ireland. Croxton, he's put it over the bar. And Dublin are in front by 112 to 111. Croxton, the hero. And the 2 minutes of added time has been played. And we now wait for the referee's whistle. Referee looks at his watch. Kerry, it's all over. Dublin have won the All-Ireland. The most dramatic, the most wonderful...
September 2011, Eamon Fennell is a former All-Ireland football champion and was part of that Dublin team who beat Kerry in the final in 2011. He's now part of a new movement called Gaelic Voices for Change, and tomorrow he and hundreds of others will be sleeping out to shine a light on the enormous problem of homelessness in this country. Eamon, thanks a million for coming on the show.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me.
What does that mean to you when you hear that back, first of all, when you hear those moments? Does it bring it back right there onto the pitch?
It's still goosebumps. Like, you know, that was the moment as a player you're looking for throughout your career. So when you finally get it, yeah, it's special. But even at that moment, you don't fully appreciate it. It's only when you hear it back.
Yeah, when you look back and whatever. Yeah. That was Dublin hadn't won it in many years. 10 years or 11
More,
years?
It was 15.
Was it 15, yeah. And that moment, when he was lining up, did you think, well, you can't, obviously, Cluxton's an amazing dead ball striker as well as a goalkeeper. Did you think he was too far out? Do you think he could do it?
No. I lived with Stephen for a year. And during that year, we used to go to train with Stephen, myself, Bernard and Ross. So we had to go at 5 o'clock so he could get there an hour before everyone and just practice kicking, like, you know, and then we'd have to wait for him after. So when he was driving, it was a nightmare. But you know, look, all them kicks paid off for him in the end.
Well, there you go. It's what you put into it then, really, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Right now, the Gaelic Voices for Change, tell us, what's that all about?
So what it is a bunch of GA players, past and present, from both codes, GPA and WGPA members. We just got together as a collective and wanted to do more. Like, we wanted to give back to the communities that have given us so much. And obviously one of the things that we really wanted to go after was the homelessness crisis. So this all started 4 weeks ago, and since then it's just gathered serious legs and it's gone to a place we would have never imagined. We're up to 120 grand raised already. We have 400 people sleeping out around Ireland, people sleeping out in New York, Boston, and one man sleeping out in Canada in minus 20. So
that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, fair play to him.
But the great thing about the GAA in this country, it's all community. Yeah. It really is all community. From the A, my own two lads play in Sylvester's and Malahide, and it's all community based. And so to do this, to give back and to dream up something like this, it really is a good idea. And it's kind of like, how did we not think of this before to do something like that?
And that's the thing, it's not a Dublin issue, it's a national issue. Yeah, so when we looked at it and how we could make a change, it's like kids in hotel rooms, like, you know, they're moving from hotel room to another hotel the next day, and then they're not being integrated into society the way they should. There's no confidence, they have no outlet for sport, and sport was our biggest outlet as players. So I know the difference it can make to people's lives, and we wanted to try and make a difference to people's lives. So that's how this really started, was to just to make people feel a bit better about themselves, like, you know, whatever way we could do that, we were going to do it.
And homelessness was the one you chose. There's other lads doing, like Philly, obviously, has been on the show. Philly McMahon, he does some great work with drug communities, especially in his own community, in Ballymun and stuff. For you guys, it was all about homelessness then this year.
It was, because obviously the homelessness stats are frightening. Like, Ireland has the highest rate of homelessness in kids in Europe. It's crazy. It's mad figures. And they're actually heartbreaking when you really get into the figures. So when we
I'm looking here, sorry to interrupt you. According to Focus Ireland, there's been a 24% increase in homelessness in the past year alone.
Yeah, and people over 60, like, you know, that's gone up to 6,500 people that are 650 people sleeping out now are in Dublin are over 60. So there's an elderly stat there as well, which is frightening. But like, homelessness doesn't just, it's not a roof over people's head. And we would have been naive at the start to think people just want a roof. They don't. It's a mental health issue. It's a physical health issue. You can't get out and play with your friends. It's a self-esteem issue for kids. They're living in hotel rooms. They don't know how to go to school the next day and what way they should feel. It's also an educational piece. Like, you know, it falls under an umbrella of homelessness, but there's so much more to it, Nicky.
I can't imagine, just thinking as you're talking here, I can't imagine my childhood if I didn't have football and soccer for me, but if I didn't get out to play with my mates on the road, if I didn't get to play down the park, and because I didn't, you know, I was living in a hotel, you know, because my mum and dad didn't have a house, I can't imagine what that actually must be like.
Well, I tell you, we went 2 months fact finding, meeting rough sleepers, meeting Simon, Father Peter McVerry, Focus, going to the hostel, spending time in the hostels. But we met Erica Fleming. She's a homeless lady with her 11-year-old daughter. She was homeless for 22 months, put herself through college in that time. The most amazing woman ever. She lit a real fire under us when we met her. Like, I think there's county managers all over Ireland looking for her to give halftime team talks now. But the one thing that she said was that her daughter was playing for Ballymun. She was able to have an outlet, like, you know, release, like kind of like what you say when you're growing up. But her kid got to play in Croker, and that feeling she had of watching her kid play in Croker and how she described it kind of broke our hearts and got us to do more, really, like, you know.
And I think, isn't she now in a house, but she said she still won't stop the fight for what she experienced.
She's the most amazing woman you'll ever meet. She's coming down to speak at the GPO at 6:45 on tomorrow night for the sleep out. But yeah, she's been a real advocate. And again, we're talking to people, we're liaising, and look, we need to talk to people who have gone through it, and Erica's obviously gone through it.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the Solidarity Sleepout, which is happening tomorrow. Like you touched on it briefly there earlier. Where is happening? Can people still get involved? That type of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's happening all over Ireland in 10 different counties. And obviously Belfast are taking part as well. So it's in Cork, Limerick, Galway, Wexford, Portlaoise, Kildare. It's happening in Dublin, obviously. And we have squads involved. So the Clare hurlers, the Leash hurlers are sleeping out tonight because they have a match in the weekend. The Dublin hurlers, Dublin Camogie team. Like, you know, there's squads involved. So it's happening at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. all over Ireland. So if you go on to www.gaelicvoicesforchange.com, you'll see where it's happening and what's going on. And please do come out and support.
Are you prepared? I mean, it's a great idea. But have you ever slept out? Have you ever gone, you know, anyways outside? Have you ever camped as a kid? Have you ever actually experienced, what, you know, in the middle of December, Christmas week, what actually these homeless people are, you know, can go through?
Yeah, not really. No, Pat Gilroy made his sleep out in his first year with the Dublin Senior Footballers. And we went on a 24-hour fast as well. So that was tough. So I have slight bit of experience, but not to the level that it's at now, where there's so much more around this issue. But honestly, no. And I hope it rains, I hope it snows, I hope it's the windiest of weather, like, you know, because we haven't got answers. If anything, we're looking for questions. We need to experience it to really understand it. So it's only us walking in their shoes, and if we get 1% of what they go through, so be it, but we'll learn so much more. And as a group, it's not about knowing everything, it's about feeling it. And once we can feel what these guys are going through, it'll stand to us going forward with this group.
And you mentioned as well outside of Ireland, remind us who else is doing it abroad.
So we have a group of people sleeping out in New York, 20 people, which is led by Nudie Hughes and Monaghan. We have guys in Boston, and we've had one guy, he's a staunch Limerick man, and he's after making a generous donation, and he's sleeping out in minus 20 in Quebec in Canada.
That's amazing. That is going to be amazing. Yeah. So it's all happening tomorrow. People, listen, they can get involved. You're appealing, obviously, for teas, coffees, food, sleeping bags, whatever people can give.
We've had numerous people and very generous people help out. So thank you to everyone that's got involved so far, because without them, it wouldn't. It's like safety now at this stage is priority for us. So yeah, thank you to everyone that's helped us out.
Right, if you want to get involved, GaelicVoicesForChange.com, and all funds raised will go to homeless charities, including the Peter McVerry Trust, the Simon Communities, Focus Ireland, and the Capuchin Day Centre as well. Eamon Fennell, always a joy to chat to you. How's the football going, by the way, at the moment?
Well, we lost to Ratneu in the Leinster quarter final with the club, so that was a bit heartbreaking. So it's allowed me to put all my time and energy into this, so it's not all bad. But yeah, I got back this year after 2 years. So
when you're not in the squad, do you still look at the Dubs? Would you go see them now when they're at the final this year?
I'm working all throughout the games this year, so I'd always go. I was a fan before I ever started playing, and I actually remember you in 2011 being on the side of the pitch there at the Hogan Stand, like, you know. So you're a fan before you start playing, and you're a fan when you finish up as well.
Great stuff. Well, listen, it's a great thing you're doing, and I wish all the best tomorrow night. Eamon Fennell, everybody, it's 2FM. Right, we'll take it.